I think Chef Rick Bayless, and one word comes to mind: Mexico. It's the center of his PBS show, his books, and his restaurants. But what we don't see much of is Rick, the city farmer. Yet he tends a 1,000-square-foot bio-intensive garden. And besides that, in 2003, Rick launched his Frontera Farmer Foundation, supporting small Midwestern farms. So why are we not surprised to see that the heart of his latest book, More Mexican Every Day, is the vegetable? Contributor Noel Carter spoke with Rick about the Mexican way with vegetables.
Rick, it's such a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be with you.
More Mexican Every Day. This is your 9th cookbook, and it's the 10th anniversary since you celebrated Mexican Every Day. What inspired you to compile this cookbook?
Well, when I wrote Mexican Every Day, I was really trying to get to the bold flavors that I'm known for, these traditional Mexican flavors, but done in such a simple way that you could put dinner on the table in about a half an hour. And after 10 years, I reflected on what kinds of things I would do if I was writing that book today. And I recognized that there's just an explosion of vegetables in our markets and in our farmers' markets in particular. And the farmers are growing all kinds of things that we don't necessarily know how to work with as a culture. And you can take a new look at traditional Mexican vegetables and say, so what would I do with them in a sort of modern kitchen without taking the guts out of the flavor? Or looking at unexpected vegetables like asparagus and artichokes, which people don't associate with the Mexican kitchen, and say, how would those be treated in a traditional Mexican kitchen in terms of flavor? And then, of course, there's all the squashes. And in my farmer's market, I don't know about yours, but it just seems like the variety is endless.
And you have this recipe for grilled chayote squash, which you don't normally think of that as being grilled.
Ah, but that's the way to do it. Either grill it or roast it. You know, in the Mexican traditional kitchen, most of the recipes will start by asking you to boil it. But to me, that's like boiling green beans. I'm never really wild about boiled green beans. I'd rather grill them or roast them. And the same is true of chayote. First of all, chayote has a lot of natural water in it. And if you boil it, you're just accentuating that wateriness. If you roast it, you're actually reducing, or grill it, you're actually reducing the water that's in it, and you'll be absolutely blown away about the sweetness that will come out of it if you do the roasting and concentrating of those flavors. And then just put a very simple kind of dressing on it. Now, in the book, I chose to do one of my secret weapons, which is, there's four of them in here, and I will tell you that, honest to goodness, these four things are in my refrigerator all the time because they are the things that help me to get to great flavor fast when I'm cooking at home. And I do cook at home. Even though I'm a restaurant chef, I love to cook at home. But I, like everybody else, I don't really spend a ton of time with it. So I've got four of these secret weapons. There's the most common marinade in Mexico, a red chili garlic marinade. That would be my number one. But then there is a green version of that that's green chilies with herbs, and that's number two. There is one that's made from roasted garlic and olive oil, a touch of chipotle chili, and a little bit of lime and salt. Mojo de ajo, super easy to make. And then the last one is a sweet and tangy, but very spicy, smoky chipotle marinade for those that are heat lovers. But the cool thing about these secret weapons is you can keep them in your refrigerator for a really long time, like several months, and they'll stay beautifully fresh, and you can just pull them out and use them whenever you want. And that green chili herby marinade on roasted chayote is probably one of the best things I have had in a long time.
That's great. You know, people so often think of Mexican food as being heavy and labor intensive, but you've got so many of these light and refreshing vegetable dishes. The book really shows otherwise.
Yeah. Well, Mexican food, especially what we consider Mexican-American food, whether it's Tex-Mex or New Mex or Arizona, Northern Sonora Desert cooking or California Mexican, all of those have a tendency to rely a lot on a fryer and a lot of melted cheese and sour cream and guacamole. And yeah, it's fun to eat that food every once in a while, but it's not necessarily what people want for simple weeknight stuff. And I think that we are broadening our perspective in the United States, because when my first book came out back in the Paleolithic period, 28 years ago, basically, if I said regional Mexican food, people just didn't even compute that. It was the fact that they knew Mexican food to only be Mexican-American food. They didn't realize that Mexico had a different cuisine, and they didn't realize that within Mexico, there were at least six major regions and then many minor ones beyond that. And nowadays, if I say, oh, I do food like from central and southern Mexico, people just nod their head and say, oh, okay, that's really different than what we get at our local, you know, Mexican-American eatery here. And I'll say, yeah, yeah. So we've understood now that there are different cuisines, and we're beginning to understand that there are different regional cuisines in Mexico. And when you walk into a Mexican market, the first thing that you are taken with is that there are the most amazing displays of vegetables. They're beautiful displays, but they're also enormous displays. And people in the United States do not think about Mexican food as having much of a vegetable component. And yet, when you walk into a Mexican market, you learn otherwise, because they have all those vegetables and they are using them in so many different ways. Now, the traditional ways would be more to put them in stews with bits of meat. Now, it's not a heavy meat cuisine except for special occasions. And then they would do a lot of soups, because Mexico is really rife with all kinds of soups. What I've done is sort of taken them out of just those two contexts and given them a bigger, broader play, just like a lot of the chefs in Mexico City are doing right now, because there's a whole movement of the young chefs of Mexico City doing brilliant work, and they're all falling in love with vegetables treated as special dishes. Forget the meat, they say. Let's just concentrate on the vegetables right now. And I think that's brilliant.
It's just wonderful. Rick, I can't wait to try every single recipe in this new cookbook. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's been my pleasure to talk with you, Noelle. I really appreciate it.
Rick Bayless is author of More Mexican Every Day. Noelle Carter is the Los Angeles Times Test Kitchen Director and writes the Culinary SOS column. Now, we have a recipe from Rick for a Mexican take on zucchini. Find his creamy zucchini, corn, and roasted poblanos at splendidtable.org. Boy, that sounds good.